Pedaling a bike from North Carolina to Florida is pretty impressive, but do it on a beach cruiser bicycle? You know, the ones with big balloon tires, large handlebars, and a basket. Well, that takes determination. This is the feat local attorney Doc Hooks is in the middle of. He left from Emerald Isle a day after Thanksgiving and is making his way to Key West. But it's not just for exercise or adventure. It's to raise funds and awareness for substance abuse prevention, a cause close to his heart.
My son died two and a half years ago. He was an addict, and that disease killed him. I'm passionate to try to help other people to prevent situations like the thing that happened with my son.
All of the funds from Hooks' 1,020-mile journey will benefit the Charlie D. Hooks III Youth Leadership Award, named after his son.
I was inspired to do something to lend a hand, something that I could do that maybe would help out. And I figured doing a long-distance cycling trip on a beach cruiser bicycle, which is a sort of an unusual thing. I don't know that I've ever known anyone who's done a long-distance trip on a beach cruiser before.
Hooks is partnering with the Coastal Coalition for Substance Abuse Prevention, a nonprofit that serves Carteret, Craven, Jones, Onslow, and Pamlico counties. The money raised during the bike ride will help provide substance abuse training for youth and fund scholarships for teens involved with the SAFE program, which stands for
Substance Abuse Prevention Helps Everyone.
CSAP Board Chair Carol Maddox says they train students to serve as advocates in their schools and in public and political environments like county commissioner and Board of Education meetings.
They have worked with retail purchase outlets that sell alcohol to encourage retailers to properly ID customers who come in so that they would not be selling to underage customers.
Students that have been involved with the SAFE program for several years and are in their senior year of high school are eligible to receive the Charlie D. Hooks Youth Leadership Award. The scholarship has been offered for the last 2 years since Charlie Hooks passed away. It was his son's death that inspired Doc Hooks to pedal from North Carolina's coast to the southernmost part of Florida. The bike he's riding is a slightly modified Jamis Earth Cruiser. The large soft seat has been replaced with a road seat. Also, the bike is equipped with 4 water bottle holders. Hooks left from his home in Emerald Isle around 7 a.m. 1 week ago.
That first day, 90 miles, took me quite a long time. On a beach cruiser bike, it's hard to go faster than 10 miles an hour if you have any wind at all, unless it's at your back. But I was fortunate. I had wind at my back that day, and I made 90 miles, and I was in Wilmington, I think, by 4 o'clock that afternoon. I left at 7 in the morning.
Hooks averages about 6 to 8 hours a day on the Warhorse. That's what he's calling the beach cruiser. He says the journey has been fun so far, but filled with many challenges.
You know the little things that if you run off to the right too far and it wakes you up because you hit these bumps in the road in your car? Well, those have been built into the shoulder of the road in most places, whatever they're called. And they've taken up quite a bit of what used to be a bicycle-friendly shoulder of the road. So it's a very, very narrow little path that I have along the right side of the highway.
Sometimes Hooks would be forced to ride closer to the left than he would like, putting his own safety on the line. When he wasn't dodging motorists along the busy stretch of Highway 17, there were other obstacles. Hooks wrote on his blog that he was exhausted from the intense headwinds pedaling from Wilmington to Georgetown, South Carolina. In addition to those unforeseen challenges, Hooks is using meal replacements for the first half of his trip. He's also stopping every 10 miles to do 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, and 50 four-count flutter kicks.
People think that's kind of weird when they see me on the side of the road, but I'm feeling really good.
Hooks faces many different challenges on the journey, but when he remembers the purpose of the ride, it encourages him to keep going.
One of the most interesting stories of how many people are touched by addiction and issues with that and substance abuse. One person would hear me talking to another, and another person would come up, and I have people now calling me, they want to join in on the ride, telling me they lost a loved one to substance abuse.
We caught up with Hooks via cell phone on Tuesday while he was taking a day away from the Warhorse in Charleston, South Carolina.
Because it's going to rain, I'm using today as a maintenance day. You know, when you're on the road several days like that, things get dirty, and so I'm just, after we talk, I'm headed to the bike shop to get my bike cleaned and serviced and just tuned up, you know, I want to make sure it stays in good working order the whole way. So it's really just preventative maintenance I'm doing here.
The next day, the retired Navy SEAL and attorney went from Charleston to Beaufort. He'll pedal down Highway 17 until he reaches Savannah. Then he'll follow I-95 through Florida, and then onto Highway 1, which will take him to Key West. Hooks hopes to reach the Florida border by Sunday. He'll make 11 stops before arriving in Key West. When he finally gets there, Hooks told me he's looking forward to having a hot meal and a long soak in the hot tub. If you'd like to see pictures of Hooks and his Warhorse beach cruiser, visit publicradioeast.org. There, you'll also find a link to his blog and Twitter page.